left corner. Looks for the cutter. Tegmeyer got it to him on the left block. Good backdoor bounce pass. Out front three. Koski, good.
Today is live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Grant Schmidt with a rebound. He gets it away now to Austin Esch. Hustles into the forecourt. Esch comes across the top to Asher. Left wing down to Grant Schmidt. Moves it out between the rings. Bounce pass goes over to Asher. Takes it in the lane. Dumps it away to Boyd. His shot is up and in.
Six programs will hoist a state championship trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln right after this word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, one final time, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Continuing coverage of the 2017 Nebraska Boys State High School Basketball Tournament takes us to our sixth and final championship game of the day, and it's the state's smallest class this year, Class D2, as the Raiders of Meade take on the Broncos of Mullen. Meade made it to the state championship game last year, but fell in that contest by a score of 33-31, and that is the kind of game that they are going to want to have again today as they fell to Humphrey St. Francis last year. Humphrey St. Francis this year was beaten by Mullen in the opening round, knocking out the defending state champions 45-44. And then yesterday, Mullen was able to rally from an 11-0 deficit at the start of the game to knock out the top seed and number one ranked Riverside 54-52, while Meade took care of Wynot, who's been here a lot, by a score of 40-33. Meade made its first trip since 2009 last year to get the state runner-up. And for Mullen, this is only the second time they have been here since 1952. And until Thursday, Mullen High School had not won a basketball game at the state tournament since 1923. There are a lot of schools that had a little success down here that hadn't had it in a long, long time this year. But then you have some that already had success. All of the morning teams, Bishop Newman, Gretna, and Lord Central Catholic repeated as state champions. Norfolk just finished off the Class A championship on the 30th anniversary of their only other state championship and really dominating the second half today to beat number one Papillion La Vista South 68-49. It was 21-20. Norfolk trailed at halftime and came out and took care of business. And in the other contest today in C2, Ponca was able to defeat Neely Oakdale 52-45. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Dude along with our producer-engineer Ed Smith, who's working his final game for us here at Platte River Radio tonight. I want to thank Ed for all the time and professionalism that he has shown us during his time here. It's our final game of the year, and as we mentioned many times throughout the year, we'll mention it again here, we couldn't do it without the many fine sponsors. And, of course, a big thank you to the coaches, athletic directors, and fans over the years and over this season. I know I have done 90-plus basketball games just this year. We were talking about filling out the scorebook. I couldn't believe how many that we had done. So that means as a radio group, we had nearly 150 basketball games that we brought to you throughout the season. And this will be the final one here tonight. Mullen and Meade in the D2 State Championship. And we'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
I was raised in a little town 8 miles southwest of here. And from my first day 18 years ago, I loved working at Mary Lanning because of the people. My daily routine is I get in and see as many people as I can, see if there's anything special that they would need. It's just about being there. I graduated with a full ride scholarship to Colorado Art Institute in Denver, and I turned that down because I wanted to be a cowboy. The artwork that I do is very, very soothing for me. and it just relaxes me and it lets me realize I've just been very blessed.
My name is Ron Meyer. I'm a customer advocate for Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Raiders of Meade High School. Again, they play five, and they don't get much beyond these five. Number 14, 5'10 freshman, J.T. Hagg. He averages 3 points and 1.5 rebounds. Number 20 is a 5'9 junior, Josh Quinn. 12.5 points, 3 rebounds. Number 22, 6-foot senior Zach Pickworth. He averages 11 points and 4 rebounds. Number 24, 6-foot senior Evan Hallmeyer averages 4 points, 3 rebounds. And number 44, 6'4 senior Dylan Taylor averages 12 points and 6 rebounds. They lost a pair of seniors in Evan Huff and Timothy Hughes at the beginning of the year and really had to change what they were going to do with the roster that they had. And that's why they are a low-scoring basketball team. Head coach is P.J. Quinn, assisted by Randy Siski. They were defeated by Humphrey St. Francis in the postseason and didn't have to get that rematch here after losing to them in the state finals last year. They now are 19-6. Meade defeated Juanita Palisade 45-33 and why not 40-33. For the Mullen Broncos, number two is a 5'10 senior Brody McIntosh, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Number three, 6'1 senior Lance Moore, 14 points is the leading scorer, 4 rebounds. Number four, 5'11 senior Daniel Young, 6 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 12, 6'1 junior Luke Christian, 6 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. And number 34, 6'3 senior Sam Vinton, 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. The head coach is Rusty Moore, assisted by Brad Wright. Remember, they defeated SEM in the district final. Before that, Arthur County and South Platte. At the time, I know that we were talking about how unfortunate it was for SEM. Well, Mullen might go on and win a state title out of this. They're now 26-2 after defeating Humphrey St. Francis 45-44 and Riverside 54-52. 2 wins, 3 total points. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Our injuries, as we told you about, Hughes and Huff there for Meade. Injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. And we'll be back with the tip-off of the D2 final, the final game of the year, right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't forget, you can also hear all of our broadcasts live, podcasts afterwards on PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Mullen will be the home team wearing their white jerseys with gold trim. Meade, they all red with black trim as we are ready to get the D2 state championship game underway. Meade will move from right to left, and Mullen will move from left to right along your radio dial. Can Mullen make history? Can Meade win their first state championship since 2009, their only state title since 35? The opening tip will be taken here by Mullen, and Meade will come out and play zone. When you only play five kids, you want to stay as fresh as you can, and they stay in that zone. Lance Moore with the top of the circle over to McIntosh. Starts the drive, floater off the glass, no good. Follow shot, lost the basketball, and then it goes out of bounds off of Meade. Mullen will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Meade, their six losses on the year. Hardington Cedar Catholic, Parkview Christian, Louisville twice, and then Elmwood Murdoch and Humphrey St. Francis. So they played some really good teams, all upper division teams. On the inbounds pass, Moore will take a short baseline jumper. It is no good, and Meade will get the rebound. Up the floor with it is Josh Quinn. Mullen's going to come out and play a one. Now they're going to play a man-to-man. And they're going to try and wear Meade down. Driving in and kicking out. Meade will take a three-pointer. Dylan Taylor buried it at the top of the circle. And that's a good start here for Meade. 3-0 in the first possession of the basketball game. Mullen tries to get it in the paint. Almost got tied up. Kick it back out around the perimeter to Young. Young top of the circle of McIntosh against this zone. How will they handle it? They're not afraid to play low-scoring games either. SCM, who loved to get up down the floor. That was 48-40. Here's Moore, three-pointer, and it wedges between the rim and the glass, and that means it's a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of Meade. So Coach Rusty Moore talking to his kids about putting some pressure on here. Takes some time to get the ball just to the Meade Raider Zach Pickworth to inbound, and he does. Full court trapping press. Meade throws over the top of it. They'll get it to Haltmeyer. Haltmeyer into the corner to Taylor. Taylor kicks it back out to the top of the circle to Josh Quinn. And Meade will get things set up here. So Josh, the player, PJ, the head coach, the Quinns, up top with it. Taylor, after getting the three-pointer on the man-to-man. Here's a good switch back up top to Pickworth. Pickworth over on the left wing to Haltmeyer. Haltmeyer, one dribble. Holds the ball, has it knocked out of his hands. Mullen trying to get the clean steal, and they do. Good play by Christian, and then coming out of there with it is Moore. Moore, stutter dribble, and bumped as he gets into the front court by Evan Haltmeyer. One thing, Meade, when you play what they have, you've already got this card stacked against you when you don't play a lot of players, 5-6 max, 9 or 10 probably going to get in the game for Mullen. So you try and get him in a little bit of foul trouble. Mullen on the inbounds, throws it off the back of the no-look defender. That didn't work. They do get the ball, kick it over the left wing. The McIntosh skips it back out for a three-pointer that's in and out by Young. And Taylor will get the rebound. Long outlet pass into the front court. JT Hagg gives it off to the trailer, and then that just causes a commotion. Turnaround jumper, he was able to get it out of there, was Pickworth, but can't get the shot to fall. Rebound brought down by Christian. Now Mullen hustles up the floor. Moore. Doesn't want the long three, play and catch with McIntosh on the left wing, and now nothing in transition, so they'll set it up here against the 2-1-2 zone of Meade. Taylor stands in the middle of that at 6'4". Not overly tall, but when you compare the other nine guys on the floor, he looks tall. Sam Vinton at 6'3", gets it on the inside, turnaround jumper, rolls over the rim and in. And Mullen gets their first points of a state final in school history. 3-2, Meade on top. And it goes to the senior, Sam Vinton. And now Meade, against the pressure, ends up turning the basketball over. And Mullen will have it at midcourt. There's actually a really good crowd on hand here for the D2 game. Meade being a little bit closer, obviously, than Mullen. But Mullen has done a great job. There's more than just Mullen here. There's no way the entire city of Mullen could fill what's being filled here. Turnaround jumper by Luke Christian. Shot no good. Vinton got the rebound. Vinton on the putback drew the foul. And to the line will be Sam Vinton. And I just think, even if you're Mullen, they should know that they deserve to be here after the way they've played in the postseason. But do they? Their losses this year, Gordon Rushville and Twin Loop, which is Sargent. So those are the only two losses they have had all year. And they were by 2 and 5 points, 2 to Twin Loop and 5 to Gordon Rushville. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. And, of course, they play a lot of these teams more than once or twice. They've even beaten Twin Loop twice. They only got Gordon Rushville the one time. That expanded conference that they're in goes all the way up there. And the second free throw is also good for Sam Vinton. So he has the first 4 points for Mullen, and it's 4-3. The Broncos now have taken the lead after the initial three-pointer by Meade and bringing it up the floor. The whistles will blow. Josh Quinn has been fouled. 1-on-3 and a reach-in foul on Daniel Young. That's the first foul on the Broncos. And Meade will take it out on their baseline. To throw it in is Josh Quinn. Looking inside for a back screen. Nothing there. Better throw it in pretty soon. Finally does up top. The JT Hagg, he is a freshman. Picks his dribble up. Needs some help. Ball knocked away. And it'll stay in the hands of Meade. Good hustle over here by Daniel Young. So Meade will throw it in right in front of us here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Checking it in is Evan Halbmeyer. He'll get it out to the midcourt circle to JT Hagg. He's guarded by Lance Moore. And Meade doing what they do. Very deliberate. Mullen trying to make him push the pace here a little bit by overplaying the basketball. They'll throw over the top to Taylor. Taylor gets it into the right-hand corner. Pickworth going to drive. Scoop shot no good. All Mullen underneath. Rebound Lance Moore. Moore pushes it up the floor. Now comes to the left wing. Kicks it into the corner. A three by Young is no good. Vinton missed the little putback. He did a great job to get the rebound. And he hit the front of the rim on the way up. And then Taylor, on the rebound, draws the foul. And they'll call the foul on Sam Vinton going over the back. I want to watch this replay as Vinton put it up. And, yeah, he did reach in and foul him on the arm. Mullen's got a lot of shots up already, but they have only made one of them. Going for the steal, Daniel Young almost got his second foul, but it's going to be handled there by Josh Quinn. Quinn will get it over to Pickworth. Pickworth to the high post. Kicks it back over to the left wing. And Meade again getting into the slowdown offense. High post Taylor. Pickworth's in the paint but doesn't want it. Kicks it in the corner. Halbmeyer for three and got it. Evan Halbmeyer hits the three-pointer and Meade back on top. 6-4, a very vocal Meade crowd right behind us here at Pinnacle Bank as the Raiders are up by two. Moore over on the right wing. Kicks it to McIntosh. Rotate it back around. Moore dumps it inside. Vinton. Vinton working on Taylor. There's four guys on him, and he tries to kick it out and throws it over the head of Lance Moore. And we have our television timeout with 3:29 to go here in the first quarter of the D2 State Championship. Meade 6, Mullen 4 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray and bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. On Kearney for a free estimate.
At Aurora Cooperative Agronomy, we believe in being different and challenging the status quo because we know you, the grower, do not settle for average. We do this by developing specific whole farm strategies that meet each one of your farm's needs. We also believe that your time matters, and so we have invested in providing unmatched ground and aerial application services because we know the environment doesn't wait. Through a partnership built on trust, we know we can help you make more profitable decisions for your farms. To speak to an Aurora Cooperative Agronomist, stop in at one of our locations or call us at 402-694-2106. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work.
Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank with 3:29 to go in the first quarter. Meade has taken a 6-4 lead here on 2 3-pointers. Meade's only taken 4 shots, but they're 2 of 2 from three. Mullen is 1 of 8 from the field so far with a couple of free throws from Sam Vinton. He has all 4 Mullen points. So we're ready to get going again here out of the TV timeout. And it'll be Meade basketball. Mullen putting that full court pressure on, trying to make him work hard as Josh Quinn brings it across the timeline. The junior kicks it over the left wing to Zach Pickworth. Pickworth kicks it over to Halbmeyer. Halbmeyer one-on-one trying to poke at it as Brody McIntosh didn't get it. Back out Taylor, keeping it around the three-point arc for the moment. Quinn on the right wing. Quinn brings it out to the top of the circle. Now pull-up jumper from 18. Rattles around, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, sets on the rim, no good by Pickworth. And bringing down the rebound for Mullen will be Tell Spies, who just checked in. His brother, of course, plays ball at UNK. Shot at the other end, no good. Now a run out for Meade, and it's going to be knocked away from behind before Zach Pickworth can get to the hole. Good hustle down the floor by McIntosh and Young. As we said, Mullen will play some different players. They Spies here. We may see three or four more in the first half. Inbounds pass, Taylor turns, loses it, but it was off of Mullen and out of bounds. Kind of figured this game would be a slow-paced game off of a high-paced Class A game, but it really wasn't a high-paced Class A game either. Taylor with a basketball to Quinn. Off the screen. Free throw line back to Taylor. 4-3. Dillon this time hits the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound brought down by Luke Christian. McIntosh will push the ball up the floor here for the Broncos. Down 6-4. 2:25 to go here in quarter number one. Rotate it through Young over the right wing to McIntosh. Try to lob it inside. They get it to Spies. He'll take a tough one-hand runner on the baseline. No good. Offensive rebound by Young. Kicks it back out top to Christian. Back inside, Spies will kick this out for a three, and it is off the front of the iron. McIntosh, no good. Ball batted around, but ends up in the hands of Josh Quinn. They'll clear it out, let Quinn bring it up on Daniel Young. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. It remains 6-4 Meade. Pickworth with it, off the screen. Mullen defender ends up on the ground. Back out, Pickworth. Looks at the rim, doesn't want the shot. Fakes the handoff, now drives in, pulls up from eight, and Pickworth hits it. Nice little fake, Pickworth. Everybody thought it was going to Quinn, and Pickworth just held on to it. 8-4, Meade by four. Underneath, they trying to get it to Spies. They do. Kick it out, set up for a three on the way. No good by McIntosh. Rebound brought down by Pickworth, and the Raiders are in business again. Coach P.J. Quinn talks about what he wants as a play here with an 8-4 lead. Minute 15 to go in the quarter. Driving to the corner. Here's a long three that is no good by Hallmeyer. The rebound by Spies. Quickly gets it to Moore. Moore hustles up the floor. Moore all the way off the square and in. Nobody stepped in to help after he went by his initial defender. And it's Meade 8, Mullen 6. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter of play. Meade up top with Taylor. Dillon to the free throw line. He'll get it to Pickworth. Back to the basket. Lost the handle, now comes out and grabs the basketball. Pickworth over on the right wing to JT Hag. Hag dribbles it out towards midcourt. Looks like they might want to play for the last shot. There's still 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Quinn with it. Mullen switches. A lot of reaching right now. A lot of contact. A little contact. They're letting go. Ball tipped by Spies. Stolen away. Spies runs the floor and draws the foul. The layup rolls off the rim. No good. Nice play both ways by Tell Spies. He jumped the passing lane and tipped it and then just kept running as his teammate grabbed the ball and fired it down the court to him. So two free throws coming up. And Halbemeyer now has two fouls in the game. Waiting to get him the basketball, and now Spies has a chance to tie the game if he hits them both. The first one on the way, it's good. Bunch of subs coming in. Meade will bring in Jacob Felty, 6'1 junior. And in for Mullen, Lane Edis, Kobe Walker, and also Sam Vinton back in. 26 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Second free throw for Tell Spies is in, and we are tied at 8 with 26 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Full court pressure on. Meade able to get it in. Evan Hallmeyer with it. Back to Taylor, to Hallmeyer. Trying to find Quinn, but he's well guarded, so he'll put the ball on the floor, bring it up all the way into the lane. One-hand runner is no good. Rebound tipped, and Tell Spies has it. He'll get it into the hands of his point guard now, who's Lane Edis. 10 seconds. Not sure they know how much time's left. They get it to McIntosh. He knows, drives in between two defenders. No good. Spies off it to put back. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Spies was probably over the back, but then a nice play by Dillon Taylor to block it and take it away. At the end of the first quarter in the D2 championship, we're knotted up. Mullen 8, Meade 8 here on ESPN.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Just like your car, your home's mechanical system needs a periodic wellness check, too. Get this scheduled today by calling Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. An annual service agreement will entitle you to a complete heating and cooling system check, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kelly and the crew take great pride in the work they do and catching problems before they happen, so you can stay comfortable all season long. Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or go to AndersonBros.com.
One quarter of play in the books, and Meade and Mullen are tied at 8, doing it different ways, but neither shooting the ball all that well. Meade was 3 of 10 for 30%, but 2 of 4 from three-point land. Mullen was 2 of 15 for 13%, but they were 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And Mullen will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. For Meade, Hallmeyer and Taylor, 3 points apiece. Sam Vinton had the first four for Mullen. Mullen basketball tied at 8. Tried to lob it into Tell Spees. Does a good job to go up and grab it between the double team. Kicks it out top to Lance Moore, the leading scorer. Swings it to the center circle. Colby Walker playing perimeter basketball against the zone defense here of the Raiders. McIntosh up top, swings it weak side. Moore doesn't like anything he sees, so they go around the perimeter left side. Little short jump pass to Spees. He wants to drive and shoot. Lost the basketball and walks with it as he went to the ground. Spees, a 6'3 junior off the bench. Edis is a sophomore. Colby Walker is a sophomore. But they do start four seniors here for Coach Moore. And Meade will inbound it. Their first possession of quarter number two. Long pass up to Hag. JT, couple of dribbles, dumps it off in the corner. Three-pointer, Pickworth is over everything, and a rebound brought down by Spees. Gets it to McIntosh, puts it up on the right side. Tries to get it underneath to Walker, but it's behind him, out of bounds to Meade. Well, Walker was open, but he kind of got to the hoop before the pass got to him. So Meade with the basketball against this backcourt zone trap, kind of a diamond trap here. Meade two passes is into the front court to Quinn. Quinn now picked up in a man-to-man by Lance Moore. Josh gives it off on the high post to Pickworth. Right back to Josh. Left side of the key. Draws some contact. Puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Spees. And here come the Broncos. Lance Moore. Right wing. McIntosh. Back out Moore. No look pass down on the low block. Turnaround jumper. Spees blocked by Taylor. He'll get the rebound. Put it up and in. Blocked Vinton. It went right to Spees, and Spees is able to score, and Mullen now has scored 6 in a row, and they're up 10-8. Hag tries to trip through the double team, and a blocking foul on Mullen. More times than not, if you can get through that double team, you're going to get a layup on an assist, or you're going to get that foul called, because you usually come through it tripping up. Here's Edis back in. Also in for Mullen is Daniel Young again, and now Joe Vinton will check in. Both Vintons, seniors, obviously, for those at Mullen that know that. But Meade on a long drought now, down 10-8, trying to lob it into Taylor, and they just overthrow him. It was a sideline throw-in from where we were sitting, and they tried to throw it down to Dylan Taylor and just overshot him. Meade has not made a bucket since the 1:45 mark of the first quarter, and we've got another 90 seconds in here. So about 3:15 since they haven't put any points on the board. In the meantime, Mullen has scored 6 in a row to lead it 10-8. 6:32 remaining here in the first half. We've got a lot more coming up here at the half. Recapping our entire day. Right now with it is Daniel Young. Comes to a jump stop. They don't call the travel. Usually you can only do that if you shoot the ball. Now they kick it back out to Young, and his three-pointer is good at the top of the circle. I think Meade got a little flustered when there was no walk called, and they let him alone, and he drains the three at the top of the circle, the first three of the game for Mullen. They're now up 13-8. Meade breaks the press, gets it to the left-hand corner, Dylan Taylor. He'll drive to the hoop. A lot of contact, puts it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Vinton, and Mullen will have the ball. Coach Quinn saying, slow it down, guys. We're okay. 13-8 Mullen. Up top again with it. Swinging around the left wing to Edis. Lane rack around the perimeter. Daniel Young dribbling in place. Meade not doing a whole lot of movement in that zone. And now Coach Rusty Moore trying to get a play in. Everybody's looking around as to what to do here, and now finally putting it in motion will be Edis. Over on the right wing to Young. Back up top, they'll get it to Joe Vinton. Vinton in the paint, dropped it, got it back, scooped it up, no good. And then Sam Vinton over the back, and that's his second foul. And he knows that was something he should not have done. Let's see if he checks out of the game. Mullen already has a player waiting at the bench to check in here in Lance Moore. And he'll come in, and Sam Vinton will check out. State basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. It was predicted to be a low-scoring game. It pseudo is, 13-8 in favor of Mullen, and they are on a 9-0 run. Ken Mead snapped that run on this possession. Get it to the high post to Taylor. Dillon. Back to the basket, off the screen, got it to Hallmeyer. He takes a tough shot, no good. Ball comes down into the hands of Edis. Edis now pushes it up the floor. Bounce pass is stolen away. Hag got in the passing lane. Tiller picks up the Dillon Taylor picks up the loose ball and is fouled. 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Fouls on Daniel Young, and he's got two now. And coming in for the Broncos will be Luke Christen again. So Young, Kristen, Moore. Also on the floor is McIntosh and Joe Vinton. And Mead will throw it in against some backcourt pressure. And they get it into the hands of JT Hag. And if he can do something, excuse me, not Hag, Josh Quinn. If Quinn can get it up the floor or just get it in, they usually leave him alone because he can handle it. Into the front court, around the double team to Hag. Up top, Pickworth, over to Hallmeyer. He'll take the three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound comes out long, hits the floor, but grabbing it a second time is Brody McIntosh. Now he runs the floor, coast-to-coast, scoop shot, good. 15-8, and Meade, down seven, will call the timeout. An 11-0 run by Mullen. Meade has not scored yet in this quarter. They have went nearly 5 minutes without any points. It is Mullen 15, Meade 8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The University of Nebraska at Kearney is ready to make a difference for you. Here, you'll get a quality education and graduate on time with less debt. You'll also have an unforgettable college experience. Join a club, become a leader, make a real difference for yourself and others. Choosing the right college is a big decision. Trust your future with people who care about your success. Choose the University of Nebraska at Kearney because we are difference makers. Visit unk.edu and schedule a campus visit today.
It's happening now at Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. The largest in-house boat show to hit the Midwest. Buzz's Marine's 61st annual spring boat show is going on now through the 18th. This week, shop our new inventory with unbeatable deals and rebates on our most popular boats. Is your family ready for summer? Don't wait. Boating weather is fast approaching. Visit buzzesmarine.com for full details. That's the 61st annual spring boat show now through the 18th. Your Yamaha outboard dealer, Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Doug Duda with our producer, engineer Ed Smith. Pinnacle Bank Arena, where Mullen has put up 11 straight points. 5:15 since Meade has scored in this game, and it is 15-8 in favor of the Mullen Broncos. Out of the Meade timeout, Meade will bring it into the front court, needing some offense. They've missed a few threes, couple throws, and they're right back in it. And now a reach-in foul on Lance Moore. He was trying to jump the passing lane and made contact with Zach Pickworth. So Mullen still not shooting the ball well, but they're getting a lot of shots. They already have 17 rebounds in the game. They're 5 of 20, but they have 17 rebounds. Meade inbound to the right-hand corner, dump it underneath. Taylor was unguarded, and he'll get the layup. Dillon Taylor with his second bucket of the ball game, and that breaks the run. 11-0 run by Mullen, 15-10 now after the Meade bucket. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Up top, Lance Moore. Left-hand dribble, hands it off to Daniel Young. Young running a lot of high screens now. Gives it to Caden Licking, who came in during the timeout. Licking, left wing, three-pointer. Just short, no good, and over the back. On Mullen, the rebound comes down to Hallmeyer. And Daniel Young with the foul, and you will see more of that the lower the classes are. When you're playing and winning in the D1, D2 level, you can out-athlete or out-athleticism the other team about half the nights that you win. That doesn't happen down here, and you're so used to just jumping and knocking a ball away. when you get the best team on the other side, you can't do that. And so he'll pick up the foul, and we are now in the bonus, the seventh foul on Mullen. And we walk to the other end to let Evan Hallmeyer shoot the basketball, and he grazes the front of the rim on the one-and-one. No good. And the rebound comes down to Luke Christian. He'll hand it to Moore, and Moore will walk the ball up the floor. Meade stays in the 2-1-2. It's still these five. Jacob Felty got in for about a half a minute at the end of the first quarter. Baseline, Moore, charge. The initial probably wouldn't have been a charge, but then he turned his shoulder and ran right over the top of Evan Hallmeyer, and Mullen's leading scorer just picks up his second foul. Moore, 2 points, two fouls, one rebound. 15-10 Broncos with 3.5 to go here in the second quarter of play. Meade up the floor with it, Hallmeyer. Hallmeyer to the high post, turns and hands it to Taylor. Taylor doesn't like that and kicks it back out to Evan. Now farther out towards midcourt to Josh Quinn. Quinn has been held in check. He hasn't really even shot the basketball much in this game. Left elbow not taking the shot either is Hallmeyer. He was open from 17, didn't take it. To Taylor, working now on Spies. Meade continues to be very patient with the basketball. Quinn, who missed his first couple, gets it on the wing. Back into Taylor, turnaround jumper, well contested, no good. Got his own rebound, back up, no good. Spies is able to grab the rebound. Hands it off to Moore. Moore outlet pass, left-hand layup. Luke Christian is good. Great assist by Lance Moore, seeing the floor and not hesitant to pull the trigger. And it's 17-10. Mullen now by 7. 2:30 to go in the first half. Meade just 10 points. There's a cut by Pickworth. Blocked from behind. Getting a hand on that. Luke Christian scores at one end. Blocks it at the other. But it does ricochet to Meade, and they've got another chance. Taylor, left wing, skip pass up top to Hag. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Back to the bucket is Pickworth. Kicks it out for a long three. Hallmeyer off the heel, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Mullen Broncos. Caden Licking up the floor. Ball gets loose. A little contact and a blocking foul going to be called on Meade's Josh Quinn. A little loose ball foul there. Meade now shooting 20% from the field. Mullen has improved to 27. So we had poor shooting in the first half of the Class A game, and we've got that here in the D2 game as well. Remember, in Class A, they both shot 28% off a screen. They tried to get more of three. He looked, but well covered, so he backs up and takes 23-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Hallmeyer. Meade with just 2 points here in the second quarter of play. They were up 8-4. Now they're down 17-10. The 11-0 run is now a 13-2 run by the Broncos. Hallmeyer, right side of the key, up top to Taylor. Dillon, back cut on the bounce pass to Quinn. Not there. Ball tipped and stolen. Caden Licking comes up with it. Licking will push the ball up the floor. Junior's going to take it all the way in, and then it's out of bounds. Off of Meade, it looks like. I think the officials are going to discuss this, and it should be Oh, no. They are going to give the ball to Meade. It looked like Taylor had blocked the shot, and then it touched him again. We watched the replay, and it's hard to tell. Don't know if the ball was out of bounds before Taylor punched it. So Meade will get the ball. Minute 20 to go. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Quinn with it on the right wing. Outside the arc, bounce pass down to the block. Double team. Taylor trying to make something happen. Kicks it out to Hallmeyer. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. Scoop shot blocked out of bounds. Moore a little disappointed that he couldn't grab the basketball after blocking it. And Meade will have an inbounds play. See what Coach Quinn calls out here. It looks like maybe it's up to the players to call it out. I didn't see anything from the bench. Taylor goes short corner to Hallmeyer. Brady just going to dribble it out of there, get it to Quinn. Mullen picking up the defensive pressure. They don't want to commit a bad foul, but they will get the steal. And Luke Christian with the steal, 3-on-1, turns, hands it off to McIntosh, who lays it up and in. Great defense by the Broncos. They're now up by 9, 19-10. Mullen, 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Josh Quinn across the timeline. Meade was expected to be here last year. They didn't think they'd be here this year after the early injuries. 27 seconds to go. Meade basketball. Bounce pass got through one, but ends up in Taylor's hands. To Hallmeyer, fakes the three, got by Moore, and then a little hesitant on the scoop shot, no good. Ball gets loose. Taylor has it, and the rest of the Meade team now has to regroup. 10 seconds to go. They're holding for one, but no need to. There's not enough time. They got to go. Josh Quinn off the screen, pulls up from 16. He got it, and that will send us to halftime, but only the fourth point of the second quarter here for Meade. And at the end of the first half of the 2017 D2 Boys Basketball Championship, it is Mullen 19 and Meade 12. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on ESPN Radio.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. We have one half of basketball to go in the 2016-17 season, and we're in the D2 championship with it. Mullen 19, Meade 12, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Plenty of state basketball from earlier today, in case you missed any of it. In Class A, that was our last game here. Norfolk was able to put 48 points on the board in the second half after trailing 21-20 at half. They really dominated Papillion La Vista in the second half to win it 68-49. And it had been 30 years ago that they had won their only other state championship. In Class B, Gretna repeats as the champion as they hit a three with 7 seconds to go to deny Scott's Bluff. 55-53, and of course the interesting kind of connection there between A and B. Tony Siski left as the head coach of Scott's Bluff last year, and they finish as the runner-up. He went to Norfolk, and they win Class A. C1 started the morning. It was a rematch of the sub-district final, and it wasn't any different. Bishop Newman, 80, Wahoo, 57, the first time they played. Well, in the at least in the sub-districts, it was 75-49. In C2, Ponca was able to withstand Neely Oakdale's defense, win it 52-45. Ponca had a stretch in the second quarter of over 5 minutes and 15 seconds where they didn't score. And then they had another stretch in the third quarter where they went 4 minutes without a field goal. But Neely Oakdale, who still hit a few threes, just couldn't catch up. 52-45, Ponca, their first state title since 2007, so they celebrate the 10-year anniversary. Lord Central Catholic repeats as the D1 champion out of Nebraska City as they edged Guardian Angels out of West Point by a score of 47-44. And then, of course, that brings us here to the D2 championship game where Mullen leads Meade at the half, 19-11. No consolation games anymore in Classes A and B, but there were a couple of dandies in Class C that went down to the final shot. In fact, in C1, they went overtime. That's where Winnebago hits the shot to beat SCOTUS 71-68, and then Hastings St. Cecilia hits about a 60-footer at the buzzer to break Elmwood Murdoch 52-49. That was a rematch of last year's C2 title game. In D1, Lutheran High Northeast over Randolph 52-42, and in D2, why not beat Riverside 59-47. So that's what's happened here at the state tournament. Earlier today, the Nebraska baseball team lost to Western Carolina 8-2. Western Carolina's taken the first two games of that series. Also, we can tell you that the Big Ten championship game tomorrow here on ESPN will have Michigan meeting up with Wisconsin. Michigan got by Minnesota. Wisconsin mauled Northwestern today. The Tri-City Storm falls, and by the way, Creighton loses to Villanova today as well in the Big East championship. The Tri-City Storm fell in overtime tonight by a score of 2-1 at the UNK National Division II Wrestling Championship. Junior Keith Serber became the 22nd national champion wrestler for the Lopers in school history. And the Lopers finished in the top four for an unprecedented sixth straight season, tallying 55.5 points. Notre Dame College won it with 103.5. St. Cloud State 67. California Baptist 56.5. It's the 16th straight year UNK Wrestling has finished in the top 10. Server now a three-time All-American. He faced sophomore Jawan Edmont of Notre Dame and picked up the win in the finals here today and won it by a score of 4-1. Destin McCauley fell in the national championship to DeAndre Johnson of Limestone College. The 10th-ranked Johnson upset the top-ranked Cody Law and 3rd-ranked Ryan Scope to reach the finals and then was able to pull the upset here today over former champion Destin McCauley. Calvin Oaks and Zach Stodden earned All-American honors. McCauley, UNK's only senior starter this year. 4 juniors, 3 sophomores, 2 true freshmen will all be back next year for the UNK wrestling team. And UNK junior Emily Everett became an All-American in the high jump for a second consecutive year. She cleared 5-7 at the Winter Sports Festival, also down in Birmingham. She placed 8th in the championships today. Congratulations to those UNK athletes. We'll take a break and be back with our first half stats. Mullen 19, Meade 12 in the D2 championship game on ESPN.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And don't forget the famous wings you can enjoy as appetizers or as a meal itself. Bite into their huge selection of burgers, pizzas, calzones, or sandwiches. With over 30 HD TVs, the bullpen, and their new party room, there's something always going on at Fanatics. Food that will make you stand up and cheer. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's go ahead and take a look at the first half stats. First off for Meade, JT Hag, 2 rebounds. Josh Quinn, 2 points and a rebound. Zach Pickworth, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Evan Halbmeyer, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Dylan Taylor, 5 points and 6 rebounds. 5 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds for Meade. The Raiders had 8 points in the first quarter, just 4 in the second quarter. And at the half, 12 points, 16 rebounds, 0 of 1 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from three-point land, 2 block shots, both by Dylan Taylor, and 6 turnovers. Meade is just 5 of 23 from the field for just under 22% here in the first half. For Mullen, Brody McIntosh, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Lance Moore, 2 points and a rebound. Daniel Young has a 3-point bucket, the only one of the game for his total. He has 1 rebound. Luke Christian, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Sam Vinton, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Lane Edis has 2 rebounds. Caden Licking has a rebound. And Tell Spees, 4 points and a game high, 7 rebounds. 6 offensive rebounds, 14 defensive rebounds in the second half for Mullen. Mullen also had 8 points in the first quarter, but 11 in the second. And at the half, the Broncos, 19 points, 20 rebounds. 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, 2 block shots, 1 from Christian and 1 from Spees, 6 turnovers. Mullen just 29% from the field, 7 out of 24 in the game, but it's good enough for a 19-12 lead over the Meade Raiders here at halftime. Again, Mullen has never been in a state final. It's only their second trip to state since 1952. They had not won a state tournament game since 1923. And we all know back in the day, you paid your way, you came to state. You didn't have to qualify. You just came down. Mullen finally qualifying and making it to the state championship. The Broncos with a 7-point lead. Their largest had been 9. Meade hit a shot in the final 2 seconds of the half to cut it to 7. So it's Mullen 19 and Meade 12. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next here on ESPN.
At Hastings College, there are only 12 students to each professor. We don't have 300-seat lecture halls, so you get to be you, not a number. Hastings College is a great place.
Go to hastings.edu to find out more.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 70 teams across central Nebraska. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back. Pinnacle Bank Arena, the final half of basketball in 2017's spring season. We'll see how it all plays out. Good crowd on hand for D2. Of course, the student section looks a whole lot different. And they're singing happy birthday over here to Luke Christian. He had an okay first half. What a birthday present it would be if Mullen could bring home a state championship. Our season success are brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches or Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And Meade is in a spot they don't want to be in. It's a football, compared to a football team that can't throw. You can't fall behind by too much because you don't have the capability of coming back. You're a good ground and pound it team. That's what Meade is. And they're on the cusp here of falling behind too much. If Meade would have the lead at 19-12, they would really grind it out here in the second half. Again, they have no problem scoring 30 points if they can win it 30-25. But that is not, it looks like, the way this game is going to play out. So Meade's going to have to find some offense for Mullen. Easy to say, keep the lead, and they don't have to worry about any problems. Make sure they don't get into too much foul trouble. We didn't talk about the fouls at the half. For Mullen, you have Daniel Young already with 3. Moore and Vinton, Sam, have 2 apiece. So 3 guys in a little bit of trouble. Quinn has 2 for Meade, as does Hallmeyer. And obviously they can't afford any foul trouble. They played 5 guys for the most part there in the first half. They had a total of 7 get in. Aiden Mongan was in for the last 30 seconds of the second quarter. Jacob Feldy was in for the last minute of the first quarter. But basically, it's those starting 5 that are going to go the distance. And that is our seeds to success. There's a little bit of college basketball still going on tonight. A dandy in the ACC final. Duke 63, Notre Dame 62, 3:55 to go in that contest. Overtime game, Weber State is in. So still some good ones out there trying to qualify for the big dance. And again, tomorrow here on ESPN, it starts at 11:30 with the SEC Championship, Kentucky and Arkansas, followed by Michigan and Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship. Meade will get the ball to start the third quarter into Taylor. He tries to take it at Vinton, who's got the 2 fouls. The shot's no good. Vinton tips the ball out, and Mullen has the basketball. Luke Christian. On the outlet, they want to run into the right-hand corner already. McIntosh back out top. Young. Young to the top of the circle. Moore, who really didn't get going offensively there in the first half. Just 2 points on 1 of 4 shooting as Mullen's leading scorer. Christian back out top to Moore. Mullen doesn't look like they're opposed to playing the Meade pace either. And Meade looks like they're maybe boxing one in it a little bit here. And that's exactly what's happening as Josh Quinn trying to run down Lance Moore. And the ball gets knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mullen Broncos. They'll take it out on the baseline. They will not guard the inbound. And they'll lob it up top to Luke Christian outside the arc. Puts the ball on the floor to the left elbow. Doesn't like the pull-up jumper. Gets it back out to Moore. Ball fake three. Can't get Quinn to bite. So he'll back it up. And Mullen will reset the offense. McIntosh on the left wing. Back up top, they'll go to Moore. We've already chewed off a minute 15 here in quarter number three. And Mullen has not taken a shot. While Meade missed their first one. Play comes in from Coach Moore, and Meade ends up stepping into the passing lane and come away with the steal. JT Hagg comes out of there with it. Again, there hasn't been a whole lot of turnovers in this basketball game. Each had six in the first half. Hallmeyer, backdoor lob, finds Taylor, but he can't finish the layup. Excellent pass and catch, but the senior Taylor couldn't get it. Lance Moore the rebound. Now Moore goes coast to coast by two, by three, and he'll lay it up and in. That's a four-point swing. And the lead is back up to nine here for the Broncos, 21-12, 6:05 to go in the quarter. Quinn brings the ball up the floor. You can kind of sense a little frustration already for Meade. Quinn trying to lose McIntosh over on the wing. Pickworth back out. And as we said, Meade just doesn't have the style, and they're going to have to figure it out here. They want to be patient, no doubt about it. There's a lot of game left, but they also have to find a way to get some buckets. Continuing to spread the floor wider and wider. Good defense by Mullen. Face guarding Quinn. Bounce pass through the defense to Pickworth, but it's as if the free throw lane is a black hole, and you're going to get a reach-in foul here on Daniel Young. And Young picks up his fourth foul, and about three of them have all been that reach-in type of foul. And so Daniel Young, the senior, is on the bench. He's not going to get to enjoy the state championship game as much as his teammates because he probably won't come back in until the fourth quarter. And by then, maybe Mullen will have settled into a better lineup. Off the inbound, nice bounce pass, and Pickworth missed the layup. Meade has missed two layups here in the quarter. And Mullen on the runout. Into the game is Lane Edis after they took Young out. Edis on the right side of the key. Coach Rusty Moore calling that play to the top of the circle to Christian. Over on the wing to McIntosh. McIntosh drives into the paint. Got into some trouble. Had it taken away. Zach Pickworth held his ground and knocked it out of his hands. 21-12 Mullen. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter here on KXPN Kearney. KICS Hastings. The last game of the year. Quinn dribbling. Gets into the double team to Hallmeyer in the corner. Down on the block to Taylor. Tries to power his way in and does. So Dylan Taylor now with 7 points in the ball game. That's half of the Meade total. 21-14, 4:40 to go in the third. Moore into the front court on a little pick and roll. Got it inside, and Taylor is able to block the attempt of Luke Christian. Up to Quinn, doesn't have numbers, still pushes it up to the right corner, to the baseline, to the rack, to the hole. Nice dribble penetration. Meade can do it. They just don't. Quinn makes it 21-16. A five-point game on back-to-back buckets. 4:15 to go here in the third. Moore with it between the circles. Nobody really guards until he gets to the top of the key. Trying to get that pick and roll into Vinton. Vinton dropped the ball and a turnover. Meade comes away with the steal. And Meade now has that little window of opportunity, back-to-back buckets. And they can make it a one-possession game with another one here. Pickworth trying to set the high screen. Quinn in some trouble. Over to Hallmeyer. Top of the circle to Taylor. Back to Pickworth. Passes up the three. Gets it to Hagg. JT Hagg, just kind of the freshman out there, is the fifth guy. He has not shot the ball all game long. And Mullen kind of knows it. And Mullen steals the ball. They do it at the top of the circle, so it's an uncontested layup for McIntosh. Brody McIntosh, big turn of events there, 23-16. That gets the momentum at least 50-50 for right now. In a low-scoring game, you score two, three buckets in a row like Meade could have. They scored two. They were trying to get three. That seems like a heck of a run in a quarter. 23-16, 3:15 to go. Quinn steps between the double team, pulls up at the free throw line. His jumper is no good. The ball gets deflected back to him. He tacks it, and he draws the foul. Give credit to Dylan Taylor for getting a hand on it that was able to deflect it away from the Mullen rebounder. And we'll have our second TV timeout of the game. 3:08 to go in the third quarter of the D2 State Championship. Meade looking for their first title since 09 after being the runner-up last year. Mullen looking for the first title in school history. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
With our producer engineer Ed Smith, Doug Duda back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where we could be witnessing history as Mullen leads Meade 23-16. It's a low-scoring game as the folks thought it would be, but it's Mullen with the lead and not Meade. Mullen came in as the 5 seed, Meade is the 3 seed. Why not got rid of the 2 seed Parkview Christian? And then Mullen beat the 1 seed Riverside in the semifinals. As we come back to action, we have a couple of free throws coming up here for Josh Quinn. The first one is up and in. 23-17, Mullen. Second free throw on the way. It's good. So Quinn hits them both. 23-18. Mullen's been up by as much as 9. Right now, they lead it by 5 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Top of the circle with it will be McIntosh. McIntosh, right side of the key, kicks it out of the wing, and a reach-in foul on Quinn, trying to poke it away from Lance Moore. That'll be the first foul of the half on Meade. So third on Quinn. Had one, hopefully that won't affect it, but with 3, you got to be careful. He had a call in the first half that really hurt, that wasn't a foul, but he got dinged for it anyway. Mullen will take the inbounds pass. Brody McIntosh. Of course, Edis is over there with Young on the bench with 4 fouls for Mullen. He's going to take it to Moore. A pull-up 3 is way short and out of bounds. That is not what you usually see from Lance Moore. Averaging 14 points a game. Moore struggling offensively. He does have 4 points. And Mullen leads it 23-18. 2:40 to go. This game seems to be moving along fairly quickly. Even though it's not, it just seems to be. Without a lot of whistles, it should be. Not a lot of points. Hobelmeyer with it. Gets it over to Taylor. Right baseline. Back out to Hobelmeyer. Double team. Up top to Pickworth. Baseline. Quinn's open. Drives. Floater. Good. Put it over the outstretched arm that time of Lance Moore. And now it's a 3-point game. Mullen 23. Meade 20. Moore trying to make something happen. Pick and roll not there. Now picks his dribble up deep in the left-hand corner. As he got to the baseline, he'll kick it back out to Luke Christian. To McIntosh. Brody over to Edis. Up top to Kobe Walker. Walker got rid of it quickly. Now on the baseline, they get it to Moore. He's posted up on the right block. Turns, nothing there. Throws down the baseline to Walker for 3. It is no good. Rebound pulled by Taylor. And a foul on the outlet. And it's a good thing Mullen fouled because Pickworth was cherry picking at the other end. Lance Moore picks up the foul, and now he has 3. So Vinton 3, Moore 3, Young 4. And what does Rusty Moore do? He's going to keep Lance in there. He's going to bring out of the game Kobe Walker. And we are going to get a timeout now by Meade. It'll be their second timeout. We're down to 1:47 to go here in the third quarter of play of the D2 State Championship game. Mullen 23, Meade 20. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. A minute 47 to go in the third quarter of the D2 state championship game. Meade has cut into the lead here. 9 down to 3. 23-20 Mullen, and they have the ball. With it is Josh Quinn running the point to Pickworth. Trying to get it going quickly now in motion to Hobelmeyer up top. Taylor, a deep three. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Mullen gets the rebound with Lance Moore. And Moore will walk the ball up the floor here. Minute 20 remains in the third. Right side to Brody McIntosh. McIntosh holds the ball into the corner to Moore. They double him. Inside they'll get it to Spies. Spies took it to the hoop and decided not to shoot it, so kicks it back out top. McIntosh, Edis, Moore, along with in the corner Christian. And then, as we said, into the game, Tell Spies. Three-pointer Moore. That one won't go. Rebound brought down and over the back foul on Meade. Good position down low for Edis, and the foul is going to be called on Evan Hallmeyer. That'll be three for him. Quinn has three. So there's a lot of folks that are in the danger zone foul-wise. Mullen ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it all the way to the backcourt. It's run down there by Brody McIntosh. That allows them to run a little clock here. There's down to 50 seconds. They could play for one if they wanted to. No look pass. Spies is open in the lane. The one-hand jumper is up and in for the junior. Tell Spies he has had a good basketball game here for the Mullen Broncos. He picks up his 8th point of the evening, and it is 25-20. Mullen, as Meade, has 30 seconds to work. Quinn working. They double him. Now they sag off. They'll swing it over to Hallmeyer. The starting five have played this whole third quarter for Meade. Now Quinn's just going to hold it. Holding. 15 seconds. Taylor's way on the other end on the low block. 10 seconds. Now Quinn starts to move with 7 seconds. Quinn with a left-hand dribble gets to the elbow, forces the jumper, got bailed out, and the shot almost went. So 2 free throws coming up for Quinn. And the foul will be called on Brody McIntosh, his 2nd. Rusty Moore not overly enthralled with that. So 2 free throws coming up now for Quinn. Meade just 20 points. Free throw good. 3.5 seconds remain here, so if he knocks another one down, Mullen's got a chance to get something up. 2nd free throw now for Quinn, and if he makes it, Meade will sub in to put a little pressure on. On the way, and he does make it. So the only 2 guys that have come in off the bench, Aiden Mongan and Jacob Felty, they have played less than a minute combined in the game. 3.5 seconds. Let's see what they decide to do here for the Broncos. To throw it in will be Brody McIntosh. He gets it to the cutter Moore. Moore's at midcourt. The runner from 26 feet is no good. And we go to the fourth quarter. The final quarter of the year. It's Mullen 25, Meade 22 in the D2 Boys State Championship game on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Community is a place that means coming together, a place where smiles are warm, where handshakes are firm, the day's work is honest. Buffalo County Farm Bureau is hometown proud. We work for farm and ranch families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm or ranch, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture. Visit nefb.org to learn more.
Have you ever thought about getting a great deal on your home energy bill? A geothermal system from Carrier is a great deal. A geothermal system taps into the earth to capture free, renewable energy. You can save up to half in cooling, 70% in heating, and another 30 to 50% in hot water costs. Start saving with geothermal system from Carrier and Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 236-6437 or Holdridge at 995-4481.
We're on to the fourth quarter of play. Mullen 25, Meade 22. Mullen now shooting 30% from the field. Meade 26%, 8 out of 31. They're 2 of 8 from three-point land. Mullen's 1 of 9 from three-point land. Free throws, Meade 4 of 5. Mullen 4 of 4. Leading scorer for Mullen is going to be Brody McIntosh with 6 points and Tell Spees with 6 points. While for Meade, it is Josh Quinn with 10 points and Dylan Taylor with 7. So here we go. Who will bring home the title? Mullen has never done it. Meade has done it 4 times, but only once since 1935, and that was in 2009. 8 minutes to go in regulation. Mullen will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Mullen was up 19-12 at half. They were outscored 10-6 by Meade. And you can hear the crowd from Meade behind us. The Raiders hungry for it. Up top, the pass is going to be tipped away as Christian tried to get it inside off of Evan Hallmeyer. And Mullen will throw it in. Mullen's got all their timeouts. Meade has 3. There are some foul issues out there, including Daniel Young with 4. And he will start this quarter on the bench. So he's been over there for 6 minutes of game time. Up top, they'll get it to McIntosh. Brody on the left wing to Edis. Lane dribbles out of there. Meade trying to overplay the ball now, picking up the pressure in the man-to-man. They were zoned in the first half. They get it to Spees. He steps through and got fouled. Tell Spees will go to the line and shoot 2. The foul is going to be on Dylan Taylor. And only the first of the game on Taylor. Tell Spees will go to the line. He is 2 of 2 and has 6 points in the game. The first free throw is on the way. In and out, off the glass, and no good. Second free throw coming up. And confetti or some coverings have got loose throughout the game and float on the floor here when the wind catches it right. So they're cleaning that up. Now the second free throw for Spees. As Sam Vinton re-enters the lineup for Mullen. On the way, and it's good. So Tell Spees gets 1 of 2. He's got 7 points. Mullen 26, Meade 22. 7:20 remains in the state championship. P.J. Quinn brings the ball up the floor. Gives it off on the left side to Pickworth. He took a couple of shots early but hadn't done anything in the second half. Quinn in the right-hand corner. Back out looking for Hag. Hag has to come and get it. And the freshman hasn't shot the ball all game long. Again, he's just kind of the fourth or the fifth guy out there. He averages 3 points, and it's really 4-on-5 Meade offensively. Quinn back over to Hag. All he does is throw it right back to Josh. They're trying to really double him now, so someone else has got to step up for Meade besides Taylor and Quinn. It can't, you don't think, just be those two. Pickworth on the right wing. Long possession here. Good defense by Mullen. Quinn between the circles. A lot of crossover, but not going anywhere. Now decides to attack, pulls up, kicks it back out top, Pickworth. It's a 3-man game right now. You've got Hag on the right wing and Halbermeyer on the left wing. They get it into Taylor. They triple him. They steal it. And a foul called on Taylor trying to get it back on the Sam Vinton steal. That'll be the fourth foul on Meade. We're even on fouls here in the second half. Second foul on Taylor. Got them both here in the fourth quarter. 26-22 Mullen. That was a 1-minute possession for Meade, and they came up empty. Our state tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Mullen holding on to the lead. Meade had it early at 8-4, and then Mullen went on an 11-0 run into the first, start of the second, and they have not trailed since, and it hasn't been tied since. The closest was the 23-20 we had here moments ago. Mullen working the ball around the perimeter on a 26-22 lead. Lance Brown, Moore with it up top. Moore going to hold it. He's trying to make Meade come out and play him. Meade kind of looks. And now Moore passes it and backs up, trying to make sure they can get a man-to-man defense here. So Quinn comes out on him. Now a high ball screen. Spies trying to set that but doesn't. Not sure what Mullen wants to exactly do here besides run clock. Pass by McIntosh. Brody back up top to Christian. Down to 5:20 to go. Christian dribbling around up top. Swings it over to Brody McIntosh. And Mullen already starting to chew clock. Last year we had such a low-scoring game. Might be lower here as the ball's knocked away. And out of bounds. Back in now is Daniel Young. He's been over on the bench for 9 minutes after picking up his fourth foul early in the third quarter, and they will take Brody McIntosh out of the game. 26-22, Mullen leads. Just 5:07 to go. They throw it into the high post to Spies, quickly gets it to Young. Back up top to Christian. Into the corner to Moore. One thing about it, the clock's running. Over to Christian, he's wide open around the three-point arc, but doesn't want to take any shot. And now we've got a blocking foul called on Meade as Daniel Young started to drive out here in no man's land. And Brady Hallmeyer, or Evan, I keep calling him Brady, sorry about that. Evan Hallmeyer tries to draw the charge. Pretty good contact. Hallmeyer will get the foul, and Mullen will throw it in. But we're down to 4:45, and we've had like four total possessions in this quarter. Maybe three. I think Mullen had it, and Meade's only had it one possession here, I believe. Maybe two, but it's not many. And Mullen is doing to Meade what Meade would be doing to Mullen with the lead. Christian dribbling around, gets it into the paint, kicks it out to Moore. Moore brings it out to center circle. One-on-one, Quinn got a hand on it. Now there's a scrum for it on the floor. Mullen should have called timeout, didn't. They've got them all, could have saved the possession. They don't attack the basket. Now they reset it. 4:10 to go. Still 26-22 Mullen. Hallmeyer getting up on Young. Young driving left-handed scoop shot. No good. Tip, 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 and it comes out to Mullen. Young kept it alive and finally got it all the way out to midcourt to Lance Moore. 3:50 to go in the game. Now Moore into the paint. He'll take the leaner. It's no good. Another offensive rebound. Pickworth strips it away, but a foul called, and that will send Tell Spies to the line. Meade did a great job of playing defense on that long, long possession, but each time that the ball went in the air, they were unable to get the key rebound. And Tell Spies goes to the line. 3:47 remains. Two shots for Mullen up four. First one for Spies. No good. A little tiring, although we're not running up and down the floor. I think Meade pretty soon is going to have to realize how much time's left in the game. Second free throw for Spies. On the way, and it is good. So a five-point lead, 27-22 Mullen. And walking up the floor, Meade, the defending D2 runner-up, losing to Humphrey St. Francis last year in the final. Quinn brings it across the timeline to Hallmeyer. Down to Taylor. They finally post him up. He turns, faces the hoop. Spies cuts him off. Has to kick it out. Three, Pickworth short, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Mullen. Again, last year in the D2 final, it was St. Francis 33, Meade 31. And as we scanned it last year, we told you that that was the lowest scoring D2 final in tournament history by actually quite a long way. Not the lowest ever of all classes. And now the ball knocked away. Pickworth got an outlet. We've got JT Hagg. His first shot of the game is a breakaway layup, and he scores. Time out, Meade. So a rare Mullen turnover turns into the freshman JT Hagg getting his first points of the game. 3:09 remains in the D2 state championship. Mullen 27, Meade 24. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer engineer Ed Smith, Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and just one play, and the place gets a little energy in it because there have been so few plays here in the second half. Mullen has scored only 8 points in the entire second half, and they still lead 27-24 over Meade. 3 minutes to go in the D2 final. Sam Vinton with it out to Young. Meade fans behind us trying to get their team the ball back here with a little cheer and help. Back to a zone here for the Meade Raiders. Mullen doing a good job of eating clock. Will they even take another shot? 2:40 to go. Spees dribbles into the double team, kicks it out. Vinton. Vinton back out top. Young into the hands of Lance Moore. Working around the perimeter, being very patient, as we said. Can they get something done here and win the school's first ever state championship, continuing to just move the ball around the perimeter. Finally get it inside to Christian. He doesn't want it. Luke kicks it back out. We're down to 2:10 to go. Mullen just continues to move the basketball around the perimeter. Meade trying to run him down. We finally get a foul. JT Hag will send Luke Christian to the free throw line on the 17th foul. We're looking at a 1-1. First foul on Hang. Can Kristen extend the lead, make it a two-possession ball game? He'll put the free throw up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Taylor, and then he almost walked with a basketball. It is 27-24, Mullen, and we are under 2 minutes to go in the season. Hag on a curl screen to Hallmeyer. Outside, Dylan Taylor. Taylor bounce pass to Quinn. Quinn drives in, draws some contact, up and in, and it's a one-point game. It's as close as Meade has been in the second half. Mullen 27, Meade 26. A minute 40, a minute 35, and a timeout by Coach Rusty Moore. They went into a kill game, but now it's a one-point game. They have 4 timeouts remaining. That's their first. So now the Mullen fans, mostly seated, grasping their knuckles, seeing if they can get it done. But the lead has dwindled to 1. Mullen has the ball and a 27-26 lead over Meade. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I can't get this darn radio to tune into the game.
You know, Dad, you can just listen to the game on the computer at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah, and I'm sure they want my credit card to pay per minute for something I could get for free if I could just get this radio to work.
Actually, thanks to Barney Insurance, they stream free online. You can even download a podcast shortly after the game wraps up.
Oh, sounds easy enough. What was the web address again?
PlatteRiverPreps.com.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. We'll have our AseraCare Hospice moment of the game. AseraCare Hospice, caring for the moments that matter with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York, serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call AseraCare Hospice today for your loved ones when they need the right care at the right time. For Mullen, it was the 11-0 run from the end of the first to the start of the second. They were down 8-4, then they went up 15-8. They have not trailed since. The actual moment of the game may still be to come. Meade has cut it to 1, 27-26. Mullen ball, 90 seconds to go in the front court. They will find Brody McIntosh. And it looks like they're able to have the original 5 starters out there. They lob it down to Sam Vinton on the block. Taylor behind him. Vinton's actually going to take a shot. No, he kicks it out. He would have, but he got doubled down on. Back out top to Christian. They overplay the ball. Down to the baseline to Vinton. Vinton to the free throw line. McIntosh. Mullen now playing more keep away. Moore has it poked away from behind, but it went out of bounds. Oh, Josh Quinn was able to poke it away, and it went right down the lane, but the lane was open, and none of his teammates could get to it. 1:07 remains in the game. Inbounds pass comes into the paint. Christian Young kicks it inside. Turnaround jumper, Vinton, no good. And a foul on the rebound. That's just the sixth team foul on Mullen. So no 1-1 yet when Dylan Taylor got the rebound. But unbelievably, Meade can now take the lead with exactly 1 minute to go here in the state final. Mullen 27, Meade 26. It looks like we'll have a lower scoring game than last year. Looking. They get it in against pressure. Hallmeyer back to Taylor. Out to Pickworth. Young trying to deny the ball here to Josh Quinn. Pickworth knocked away, out of bounds. Last touched by Luke Christian. And Mullen's got to be, well, they only have five fouls, I guess, up, so they still have one to give. But, again, you got to be smart. And Coach Moore wants to take the timeout. You absolutely cannot foul Meade to put him on the line. 51 seconds remaining in the game. Mullen has a 27-26 lead, and Meade has the ball when we come back.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Don't forget, when we're all done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We'll have the final stats, a recap of the 2017 championship Saturday, and then we'll sign it off for another high school sports year and see you at conference track time. Meade down one, 51 seconds to go. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Josh Quinn. Quinn says clear it out. Will they play for the last shot in the win? They're moving the basketball around here. Pickworth over to Hallmeyer. They get it to Taylor. Taylor trying to drive to the hoop, and he's going to get a foul. Blocking foul called on Sam Vinton. He just can't keep his feet set. If Taylor backs up, he'll run him over. But Vinton was just trying to hang with him. That was the foul they had to give. So now it's 38 seconds, and Meade ball underneath their own hoop. Next foul is free throws into the corner to Hallmeyer. One dribble gets it back to Quinn. Quinn off the screen, brings it out between the circles. 30 seconds at midcourt. Quinn kicks it over to Hag, the freshman. Dangerous to have it there. Back to Quinn. 23 seconds to go. The final game is going to come down to the final shot. Quinn starts to drive into the paint. The runner rolls off the rim and in. 15 seconds to go. Mullen's behind. Mullen, 12 seconds. Midcourt, Moore up ahead to Christian. Christian runs into a defender, and a good timeout by Rusty Moore. Mullen wanted the ball on the side, but the official says it'll be underneath. And Meade has held Mullen down here in the fourth quarter of play. Mullen hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes and 40 seconds because they're just trying to kill time. Their last field goal for the Mullen Broncos was in the third quarter. Mullen in desperation time now. They have scored just 2 points in the quarter. Meade only has six. It was 25-22 at the end of the quarter. The most points either team scored in a quarter was Mullen in the second with 11. And Mullen, who looked like they should have been able to put this thing away, now have to score in the final 9.5 seconds. With the score, Meade 28, Mullen 27. Mullen got the first bucket or first points here of this quarter, doing it from the free throw line. Where they're actually 2 of 5. Mullen has attempted 3 shots the entire quarter. The fourth one has to go in, or their season ends with a runner-up. Meade 28, Mullen 27. Mullen ball underneath their own hoop. 9.5 seconds to go. Both teams 2 timeouts. A jump ball would go to Meade. A foul is a 1-1. Here we go, Moore to throw it in for the championship. Moore looking, and since he can't get it in, Rusty Moore is going to call a timeout. Probably got to about 3 seconds, but Coach Moore wanted to make darn sure that they could get that ball in and that it wasn't a 5-second count. So another timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Meade 28, Mullen 27. Obviously, Mullen trying to find the best play that they've ever had. The entire history of Mullen basketball comes down to the next 9.5 seconds. First trip to the final. Thursday was their first win at state since 1923. And now they're looking for their first state championship. And the way the game was going, it looked like maybe they were going to get it. Now they've got to score. And now Mullen has one timeout remaining. If Mullen scores, Meade does have two. So let's do it again. Same look for Mullen. Lance Moore to throw it in. Quickly got it inside to Christian. Baby hook, good. Meade calls timeout with 6 seconds. Boy, they just said, let's get it to Christian, and a baby hook shot is up and in. Mullen 29 and Meade 28, but still 6 seconds to go. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Now it's Meade's turn. Can they do it? We'll find out next.
Hastings College offers many great things. Tons of scholarships, more than 60 majors, and people who will help you succeed. And Hastings is a great college town. You've got to check it out.
Go to hastings.edu to find out more.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 70 teams across central Nebraska. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They put an extra half second on the clock, so there's 6.5. Meade has two choices. Chuck it down the floor, get it to half court, call another timeout, which you should have about 3 seconds and change maybe. Or do you just get it in and try and go coast to coast? Everybody knows that they're going to try to get it to Josh Quinn. So does Coach Quinn set it up elsewhere? And does Mullen double Josh Quinn to allow them to get it elsewhere? Dylan Taylor stands at half court, and to throw it in is going to be Pickworth. And now Mullen, seeing the defensive set, calls their final timeout. So if Meade scores, Mullen loses because they won't have any timeouts to stop the clock. So they are out of timeouts. Meade still has one remaining. The New West postgame show is coming up. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
6.5 seconds to go here in the basketball game. Mullen 29 and Meade 28. And it is up to Mullen to stop the Meade Raiders. Can they score on the final possession? The length of the floor to go. They do have a timeout with 6.5 seconds remaining. It'll be Zach Pickworth to throw the basketball in. Here we go. Pickworth looking deep. Looking deep. And they're going to, oh boy, they're going to have to call timeout. They didn't get it in. They sent everybody deep and then rotated Quinn in. And Lane Edis was able to stay on him long enough. And will P.J. Quinn drop anything different, or will they just try and run the same play? Final timeout of the season. What a game. As low scoring as it is, they don't care whether it's 29-28, 30-28, 31-29, excuse me. It doesn't matter. Someone's going to get a state championship trophy. Everyone standing from the two fan bases. And half of them are going to go home sad. Half of them are going to be making a lot of noise here in 6.5 seconds of game time. I just think you put it in Quinn's hand. Quinn can get you all the way to the other end in 6 seconds. There's no doubt about it if you can get it to him on the sprint. Mullen has to make sure not to foul him. Just get in the way. So here we go again. Now Taylor to throw it in. Taylor can't get it to Quinn. They will get it in to Hallmeyer. Up the floor they go. No timeouts. Pickworth. Pickworth blocked. But it's out of bounds with 1 second to go. So now Meade gets it underneath their own hoop on the Sam Vinton block. And quickly Coach Moore wants to sub in so he can get the defense set. Tell Spies will check in. 1 second. Haven't seen anything like this since Giltner beat Juanita Palisade. 1 second to go, and Quinn's going to throw it in so he won't get the shot. Here we go. Quinn looking, no timeouts, throws it out. Pickworth, a three for the state title, no good. And for the first time in school history, the Mullen Broncos have won a state basketball championship in the lowest scoring final in D2 tournament history. Mullen 29 and Meade 28. Meade in the last two state tournaments loses by two and by one and will be the back-to-back runner-up. Mullen and Luke Christian will probably be the hero for a long, long time. He hit the one-hand mini hook on the inbounds pass with 6.5 seconds to go to win the title. Mullen will finish 27-2, Meade 19-7. And when we return, the New West postgame show right after this.
I can't get this darn radio to tune into the game.
You know, Dad, you can just listen to the game on the computer at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah, and I'm sure they want my credit card to pay per minute for something I could get for free if I could just get this radio to work.
Actually, thanks to Barney Insurance, they stream free online. You can even download a podcast shortly after the game wraps up.
Oh, sounds easy enough. What was the web address again?
PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, we had the double AseraCare hospice moments of the game. We talked about Mullen's 11-0 run. Well, the state championship bucket came from the junior, Luke Christian, with 6.5 seconds to go. And Mullen is the state boys basketball champion, 29-28 over Meade. Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Eddie Carr to Eddie Ahrens and everybody in between is happy as Mullen Bronco alumni tonight. Of course, Mullen known for so many years, not only as a state football power, but obviously their wrestling program in that small school was the dominant winter sports program, and they still have a good wrestling program, but today the basketball team comes away with the victory. We will take a look at the final stats of the ball game here. Let's just jump into it. For Meade, JT Hag, 2 points, and that was the runaway layup that ended up giving them the lead in the basketball game, the only lead they had in the second half. He had 2 rebounds. Josh Quinn led all scorers with 14 points, 2 rebounds, and I found it very unusual that they had him inbound the ball on the final play, giving him no opportunity to get the shot away. You would have thought if he's out there, Mullen's going to commit at least a couple guys to him, and maybe you sneak somebody through. Pickworth had a look from three, but I would have had Josh Quinn at least on the floor and maybe had Dylan Taylor trying to throw it in to him. But that's not the way it worked. Coach Quinn knows his team way better than I do, but it just seemed like your top guy would have an opportunity to shoot the ball. Zach Pickworth, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Evan Hallmeyer, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Dylan Taylor, 7 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. And that was it. Nobody else picked up a stat in the basketball game. As we said, Aiden Mongan and Jacob Felty were in for less than a minute in the game. 7 offensive rebounds, 18 defensive rebounds. Meade had 12 points in the first half, 16 in the second half, and the 28 points is the lowest point total of the year, but not by much. They beat Bergen 31-25, and I changed that. They beat UTAN 21-20. They beat UTAN 21-20, so this is the second fewest they had all year, and they lost to Elmwood Murdoch 42-31. So Meade ends up with 28 points, 25 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, 3 block shots all by Dylan Taylor, and only 8 turnovers. Meade shot 37% in the third quarter and 50% in the fourth quarter, and that raised their game average to 29%, because in the first half they were 5 out of 23 from the field. So Meade in the first half only shooting 22% from the field. So they end up shooting 30%, 11 out of 37, which was the exact same percent for Mullen. Both teams were 11 out of 37 from the field, but Mullen made a couple of more free throws, and Meade made one more three-pointer. For Mullen, Brody McIntosh, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Lance Moore, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Daniel Young, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Luke Christian, 4 points and 5 rebounds. Sam Vinton, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Lane Edis, 3 rebounds. Caden Licking had a rebound. Tell Spieth actually led Mullen, the sophomore off the bench, had a team-high 8 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. And those were the numbers for the Mullen Broncos. Mullen had 19 points in the first half and only 10 in the second half, but it's enough. 29 points, 29 rebounds, 6 out of 9 from the free throw line, 1 out of 9 from three-point land. They had 3 block shots, 2 from Christian, 1 from Tell Spieth, 9 turnovers. Mullen in the first half shot 29%. In the second half, they were 33 in the third, 25 in the fourth, so they were at 29% again in the second half, finishing 11 out of 37. Mullen, 29. Meade, 28, to claim their first ever state championship with a record of 27-2. And we'll be back to wrap things up from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln and finish up the winter sports season right after this.
The University of Nebraska at Kearney is ready to make a difference for you. Here, you'll get a quality education and graduate on time with less debt. You'll also have an unforgettable college experience. Join a club, become a leader, make a real difference for yourself and others. Choosing the right college is a big decision. Trust your future with people who care about your success. Choose the University of Nebraska at Kearney, because we are difference makers. Visit unk.edu and schedule a campus visit today.
Just like your car, your home's mechanical system needs a periodic wellness check, too. Get this scheduled today by calling Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. An annual service agreement will entitle you to a complete heating and cooling system check, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kelly and the crew take great pride in the work they do and catching problems before they happen, so you can stay comfortable all season long. Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or go to andersonbros.com.
As we welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena one final time as the 2017 basketball season ends in a game that really only Pete Carell and Princeton alum could appreciate. Mullen 29 and Meade 28. One last time, in case you missed anything from earlier today, let's go ahead and give you the final numbers. But first, Mullen will now be presented their first ever state basketball championship trophy. Let's go to Doc Stevenson, our PA.
Outstanding athletes in their school. Here is the 2017 NSAA Class D2 State Basketball Championship trophy. Congratulations, Mullen High School.
And with that, a wrap on the 2016-17 winter sports season. Boy, what a dandy, especially in the city of Kearney, with what our Kearney High and Kearney Catholic boys, girls, basketball, wrestling team, even some swim medals in there. Congratulations to them. Class A, Norfolk, the 30-year anniversary of their only other state championship, wins it today 68-49. Gretna repeats in Class B, a three-pointer with 7 seconds to go. Scottsbluff misses the chance to win it 55-53. Bishop Newman repeats in C1 in a rematch of the sub-district final as they down Wahoo High School in the Battle of Wahoo, 80-57. In C2, Ponca, 10-year anniversary, second state championship over Neely Oakdale, 52-45, after Neely Oakdale had knocked out Hastings St. Cecilia yesterday. Lord Central Catholic repeats in D1, 47-44 over Guardian Angels. And in D2, Mullen, first title in school history, 29-28 over Meade. Winnebago beat SCOTUS 71-68 in overtime in the C1 consolation. Hastings St. Cecilia hits one from backcourt at the buzzer to beat Elmwood Murdoch 52-49. Lutheran High Northeast over Randolph in D1 and Wynot over Riverside in D2 59-47. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. One final time, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Be sure to tell them thanks. Anytime you get a chance to stop into their business, without them, we couldn't bring you more sports than anyone else in the state of Nebraska. We want to thank Randy Bushcutter and all the folks that have helped us call our games over the winter time. Larry Kottner, Chuck Friesick, and I'm sure I'll be forgetting one or two out there. Mike Will, Brandon Peoples, so many on our Platte River radio stations that get the job done. To all our producers and engineers, Ed Smith, Billy Thompson, Caleb Henry, Merritt Lawson, Stacy Johns, Jeff Ekstrom, to all those that make it possible. The ADs and the coaches are the best out there as well. This is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer, Ed Smith, signing off for the 2016-17 winter sports season with your D2 champion, Mullen, 29-28 over Meade. Enjoy the spring, folks. We'll see you at a track meet along the way, and enjoy March Madness here on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production.